The West Live.
The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
And now let's talk about this COVID border poll. I love taking the temperature of West Australians to see how they feel about the decisions of Mark McGowan when it comes to the pandemic.
Yeah, well, it seems that Mark McGowan has the support of the people, because more than 50% of respondents to this Painted Dog Research poll, the People's Voice poll published in the West Australian, have said, yes, we agree, don't open up until we at least reach 85% vaccinated. That's double dose. And in fact, almost 50% say wait until 90% or more. So you can see why Mark McGowan, perhaps, besides the health advice, is so strong in his stance on the border and keeping it up until we're well and truly vaccinated, because the people are behind him.
But is that going down a bit, do you reckon? Because, like, I remember, you know, it wasn't that long ago that when we did these Painted Dog research polls, that it was like 90% of the public agree with Mark McGowan, and now it's just over 50%?
Well, just over 50% in terms of 85% double dose.
Yeah, but that means almost half doesn't agree with that.
Well, almost half doesn't agree. But the thing is, it's still more than half. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's still more than half. But still, I would have thought at the moment that, you know, there was a time when Mark McGowan was so popular. If you did a survey of whether or not...
This is not taking the temperature on his popularity.
Yeah.
This is one single question on a single issue.
He was so popular that if he asked everybody to wear MC Hammer happy pants, I reckon 90% of Western Australians would be like, yeah, here's my size, sign me up.
Look, I think part of the reason there may be that hesitancy to support him is that interview that he did that was in the West Australian, where he said, oh, in terms of opening up, it could be February, it could be March, it could be April, which I think was a flippant remark.
Yeah, it's a bit vague.
And I think he perhaps has regretted saying that because, of course, then the headline was, we're not going to open up until potentially April.
Yeah.
And I think that perhaps has affected this result, especially people who have been hoping for Christmas reunions. And we're hearing other states that are going to be opening up. And then we're hearing, say, for example, with the case of South Australia and the Northern Territory, we might put the hard border up to them because they're opening the other side to the other mob.
Open to New South Wales. I don't know what they're thinking.
Opening to New South Wales, they're saying, we're accepting it's going to come in. However, enough of our population is vaccinated and our hospital system will cope.
Mm, yeah, well, we can't say either of those things here in Western Australia. No. Well, let's talk vax figures. Where are we at? Give me some good news.
Almost 2,083,000 doses administered. Almost 841,000 of us are fully vaccinated. So that's 38.1% of the WA population, 12 and over. I'll give you the old 16 and over figure as well, because that's what all the other states are working off. That's 40.4. So we have
gone 40%. Past.
Do we have that sound effect today?
Woo-hoo!
There we go. Thank you. Thanks to Mel. Very quick off the mark. You're right. People are quick on this show.
We weren't prepared for that.
The Fizz Twins aren't quick, but everyone else around us is very quick. Yeah, so 40.4, that's
awesome.
Good news.
And what is it in the including the 12 to 15-year-olds?
38.1.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, creeping up. Well, that's
not
that's
quick
still,
enough
that's
for
still
Christmas,
very good
though.
News. No, that's very unlikely, I think, at this point.